you don't just want financial advice. You want to build skills, discover tips, hacks, and strategies to master your finances in easy, bite-sized pieces. This is 30 Minute Money, and here's your host, certified financial planner, Steve Wershing.
So my wife is in the liquor store the other day buying gin because we like gin and we like good gin. And they rung up the order and she said, "How much will that be?" And the checkout person told her, and it stopped her cold. She was sure that they had double counted one of the bottles. And she said, "Could I see that register tape?" And as she was handing it over, the clerk said, "Oh yeah. So when all the new shipments came in, they were all way higher. I mean, significantly higher. Now, we don't drink that much gin, so we like to drink good gin. Also, I don't like to drink it because I know it's bad for me. Just ask me sometime about biohacking and my quantified self thing. But that is what happens with inflation. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is inflation, how it affects your plan, and what you can do about it. I'm Steve Wershing, and welcome back to 30 Minute Money. Inflation is significant because it will affect your financial plan, and it's one of the things that makes long-term projections really hard to do well. And that's one of the reasons why we don't really rely on long-term projections, because things like inflation will make them totally unrealistic. It also affects how we approach budgeting, because if you approach budgeting the traditional way, which is to say, deciding at the beginning of the month how much you're going to spend on everything, periods like inflation can really mess that up and can cause you stress and cause you to fall off of your budget or stop doing it. And that's why we suggest that you approach it in a different way. Before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about what it is and where it comes from. So what is inflation? Well, simply said, inflation is the increasing cost of goods. Over the course of time, things get more expensive, and how fast they're getting more expensive is what inflation is, which, by the way, is one of the reasons why we always have commodities in portfolios. If you don't have commodities in your portfolio, we should probably talk, because it's an important little diversifier to have in the portfolio. But I get off the point. So inflation is things getting more expensive. Most of the time, it's low enough that we don't really talk about it. I mean, you barely notice it. For the past 10 or 20 years, inflation's been extremely low. And so you can go from 1 year to the next and not really notice that things are getting more expensive at all, because they're getting expensive, more expensive so slowly. But times like these, when inflation suddenly takes off, then it becomes headlines, and it also affects your spending month to month and how much money you have available. So where does it come from? Well, there are a couple of places that it comes from. Right now, specifically, it's coming partly from shortages of things. We have supply chain issues. Companies are having difficulty getting enough stuff out to meet the demand in the marketplace. Sometimes that's because supply is constrained. So there's a war on, and because of the war, some energy is being taken off the market or is harder to get.
Hey, it's Steve. I have a quick offer for you, and then we'll get right back to the show. Don't you hate it when you see an interesting headline and click to read the article, only to find that you can only get the first couple sentences, and then you have to pay to subscribe? The problem is that you may be interested in lots of articles across lots of publications, and subscribing to all of them just wouldn't make any sense. If you'd like to get access to a collection of articles on money and lifestyle, I have an invitation. I subscribe to a service that gives me access to dozens of publications, and I'd like to share that with you. Each week, I handpick a small collection of articles and send them out to my friends on Friday. It includes articles from Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, The Economist, and many more. If any of them interest you, you'll have access to the full article without a subscription and never a paywall. Just sign up for the weekly email and you'll start getting yours right away. Go to focusedwealthadvisors.com/publications to get your free subscription. Get access to articles from dozens of the most informative publications totally free. focusedwealthadvisors.com/publications, and you can start getting yours today. Now, back to the show.
We're also consuming very differently. Since the beginning of the pandemic, everybody's gotten to be a lot bigger a fan of Amazon. But did you know that with Amazon's increased shipping, there is a shortage of cardboard? A friend of mine runs a company, an industrial products company, and they have to ship things out to construction companies. And she said sometimes they can't ship things sometimes because there aren't enough boxes to put them in. Who knew? I'm also into bicycling. And as soon as the pandemic came, of course, all recreational goods immediately got sold out of all the stores. And I was talking with the owner of the bike store, you know, not long ago, and was saying, so how are things going? And he was saying, we're still struggling to get bicycles into the store because certain parts are not on the assembly line. And so they can't run the assembly line because there's a shifter that's not there or a brake assembly that's not there. And you've probably heard about the chip shortage that's affecting the supply of cars. So interruptions in manufacturing, interruptions in materials will cause inflation. There's one thing that's going on right now that's going to be rippling through the economy, either as shortages or inflation or both. And that is that a new strain of the COVID virus is tearing its way through Shanghai. A lot of Shanghai in China is shut down, including entire factories. And so that will affect your ability to buy things in the next few months because they're not making them. And then when they get to the Shanghai port, there aren't enough people to load and unload ships. And so if you really want something, well, a store can charge more to get you to pay for it rather than somebody else. And so shortages can create that inflation. The other big, and maybe the source of a lot of this inflation causing the increased demand of things, is increased money supply. And so the government measures money supply a number of different ways. The simplest ones are labeled M1, M2, M3. And those, they're different quantity. They include different things. Some include just currency. Some include savings accounts. Some include short-term treasury securities and things. But the one that they watch is M2. And the government measurement of M2 has been going up dramatically, in large part because of the money that the government infused into the system during the pandemic. So the pandemic came and the government flooded the economy with money. Well, that helped prop up the economy for a while, but it did not affect how many things were getting produced or how many things that you could buy. And so when there's a lot more money chasing the same number of goods, increased demand, consistent supply, go back to your economics class, that means prices rise. And that's a big source of the inflation. Well, what does it mean though? So that's a definition, but what does it mean to you? Well, what it means is that things are getting more expensive. But here's an important point too. We watch the inflation rate right now is the highest that it's been in 40 years. And the Federal Reserve is working aggressively to try to push that back down again. But when inflation goes down, that does not mean that prices go down. Inflation is the rate of change of prices, which means the effects of this will probably be with us for a while, because even if inflation went to zero tomorrow, prices would stay exactly where they are. We're unlikely to realize a time of deflation. Deflation is actually fairly rare. Usually we have inflation. It's just whether it's slow or fast. Right now it happens to be very fast. But if you hear on the radio or if you see in the news that inflation is going down, that does not mean that price is going down. It means that prices are rising less quickly. And so it is something that you're going to have to deal with in keeping your financial plan on track.
Hey, it's Steve. I have a quick message for you, and then we'll get right back to the show. More and more people don't want to be told how to manage their finances, but want to know how to do it themselves. If you're one of them, I'd like to tell you about our innovative new approach to financial advice, Field of Vision Financial Planning. It's a combination coaching program and financial planning service. Each month, you'll get an exercise to help you develop one of the critical skills for managing your finances. At the end of the month, you'll have a 30-minute Zoom call with a financial advisor to review your work, offer some feedback, give you some tips, and some guidance. After a year, you'll have a complete financial plan. But more important, you'll have begun developing the skills and habits you need to succeed. Find out more at focusedwealthadvisors.com/field. While you're there, download your free copy of 3 Wealth Hacks You Can Use Today. Start taking more control of your finances and your future today. Go to focusedwealthadvisors.com/field to learn more. And now, back to the show.
So, what can you do? Well, the most important thing that you can do, something that we coach on in our coaching program, is to keep an eye on your outflows. Don't try to artificially constrain what you're doing. Don't try just determine upfront, well, I'm going to spend this much this month on gasoline, because gasoline goes up and down quickly enough. It could get very hard to stick with that. And that's one of the reasons we don't advocate doing budgeting that way, because it's very hard to do that, especially if prices are changing quickly. And if something is hard, you're probably not going to stick with it. We want to do something that's easier and puts you in control. If you decide at the beginning of the month that you're only going to spend this much on gasoline and gas goes up in price, well, you can't just stop going to work. And you probably don't want to stop going out to do whatever social or entertainment type things. And so we would rather enable you to make choices. If you impose those limits up front, you're essentially taking away your own choice. And that's one of the reasons it doesn't work terribly well. So what we suggest is that you just keep an eye on what's going out, and then you're in a position to make choices. If gasoline goes up in price, then you may choose to go out, you know, one fewer time this month or consume something differently. But it's better to make those, it's better psychologically to make choices, to put yourself in control rather than artificially imposing something at the beginning of the month and then trying to live with it. So if you're going to be able to do that, then obviously you need some way of being able to monitor those expenses on an ongoing basis. There are software packages out there like Quicken. Many banks can consolidate all of the financial information from your bank accounts and credit cards. All of our coaching clients have access to a planning system that they can hook up to all of their accounts. So that can manage it, that can aggregate all that information for them. Whatever you do, whatever route you take, find a way to get all of those institutions' data flowing into a central place so that at the end of the month, you can take a look and say, how much did I spend and what did I spend it on? By reviewing that once a month, you can make choices for the next few weeks. And as long as you're keeping in touch with that, you can make adjustments as you go. And that keeps you in control. And it's more likely that you'll be able to stick with it. If you find that you have a shortfall and this month you made less than you spent, then you can make some adjustments for the coming month. Try to keep those credit cards paid off. I use my credit card all the time for pretty much everything I buy, but I always pay it off at the end of the month. That gets me some benefits. I have a credit card that puts money into my 529 plan for my daughter's college education, but you can get them that racks up airline miles, or that gives you cash back, or you know, whatever. There are all kinds of ways that you can, all kinds of benefits you can take care of. So it's okay to use credit cards and all of those other kinds of electronic means of transferring money. Just make sure that they're paid off at the end of the month and that you have your emergency reserves fully funded in case anything happens, it's unexpected, you'll have something to dip into without having to go back into credit. So here is your 30-minute action item. Schedule a time at the end of the month, if you don't already have one, to sit down and take a look at how much money went out in expenses and what categories they were in. How much did you spend on groceries, on gasoline, on entertainment, whatever it is, schedule some time at the end of the month to review that and see where it all went. If you don't have a system, here's your 30-minute action item, is get one. Either get a software package or find out whether one of your financial institutions will consolidate all that information so that it all can be flowing into one spot so that you have the information that will put you in control. Don't let inflation derail your good habits. The secret is keep in touch with what's happening so that you can make choices. I'm Steve Wershing. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you on the next episode of 30 Minute Money.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or like the Stephen Wersing CFP Facebook page, and feel free to leave us a suggestion for what topics you would like to hear discussed on the show. Securities offered through registered representatives of Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Focus Wealth Advisors and Cambridge are separate entities.